Welcome to Chamber Chat, a monthly look at the Northfield business community, sponsored by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And here is your host, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartho.
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
We, Chamber Chat today, we have a special guest host, because President Jane Bartho is indisposed. Therefore, we're joined by Rachel Trinka of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi.
Hello.
Rachel. How you doing?
Morning. Good. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Awesome,
thank you.
Awesome.
We were supposed to have a couple of guests today, but looks like we've got a couple empty microphones. So we're you know what? That's fine, though, because we don't get enough chance just to talk to you.
Yeah.
Ms. Trinka. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, everyone knows you because you're at the chamber, but like, where did you come from? How did you get to the chamber? Where'd you grow up? The things.
For sure. So I'm actually an official townie, like born and raised in Northfield.
Awesome.
On a farm just right outside of town. So yeah, my parents, they farmed. We had cattle and we had cats and we had corn and beans and all the things. I grew up in the summertime with flannel shirts and gloves and jeans and boots on a 90 degree humid day and putting the bales in the hay mow.
Yeah. It's a farm. Everybody works on the farm.
Yeah. So I wouldn't change it for the world.
That's great.
So I grew up here. Graduated high school here in Northfield in 2002.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, I actually got my degree in being a veterinary technician. So I was a vet tech at the Farmington Vet for quite a few years. And very long story short, I was in a car accident, lost my spleen. So my immune system isn't the greatest. Working with animals, getting bit and scratched and all that isn't really the best kind of occupation.
What a drag.
I love animals. Ginger, we've got the dog going in here. I love animals so much. They're just, my passion.
That's great. That's awesome.
So, and I think just growing up on the farm, too,
right.
I mean, it takes a lot to do that kind of work.
I think there's a lot of kids who grow up on farms that wind up in the veterinary service. Fairly common is what it feels like. So you just went looking for a job and
So I had a few jobs and then I was at the John Deere dealership here in town and then just kind of needed something new, and so I applied at the chamber. And so it was kind of funny because I applied, and so before my interview, my mom and I were walking downtown. And I said, that's the office that I have my interview at. That's the chamber. And my mom looks at me and she goes, that's your grandpa's old store.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope. So it was Jim's Clothing. So my grandpa actually owned or rented, I'm not quite sure, but he had his own clothing business
in that exact
location. Yep.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
That's super cool.
It is,
actually.
Yeah. Yep. So, I went in for my interview and knew Jane well. My kids went to preschool at St. Dominic's and stuff and, landed the job. So,
awesome.
I've learned so much working there the last 5.5 years than I have living here. It's amazing. What you take for granted when you grow up here and live here and all the different details of things. I mean, it's been amazing. It's been really cool, especially the business aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is your official job title with the chamber?
Director of engagement.
Okay. So what does that mean?
So it's kind of in between like communications and marketing and stuff like that as well. So I pretty much book up the calendar.
Okay.
So the networking events that we have, so we have our morning mingles, our business after hours, our luncheons, all of the big events that we have going on, ribbon cuttings, groundbreakings, all that, I communicate that with the businesses.
Okay.
So I coordinate that. I'm the email lady. I was still chamber members. Don't spam me. It is important, but yes, I send out a lot of emails. So I do a lot of that stuff. Also, I'm up at the front, so greeting people as they come in and everything. And then I'm also half CVB, so tourism as well.
You're all over the place. Things like Winter Walk and some of those other big chamber events, you're deeply involved in that stuff, aren't you?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yep. And kind of all three of us really are. We just kind of have different back, like, different
skill sets.
Kind of, yeah. Yep. So we both kind of get the sponsors, and I mean, it's a lot of behind the scenes too when you add them into the computer system, even. Right. You know, like, there's a whole logistics of that. So making sure that they're on the social media platforms and all that stuff. So,
All right. So, what's going on with the chamber these days? What do we need to? We just had the big to do announcing all the businesses and people of the year.
We did. So we had the ambassador of the year, which is Aaron Nibby from France and Bank. And then we had business person of the year. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm putting you on the spot.
You are. They're all blending together.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're totally fine. Because we had tourisms as well. We had the tourism. Let's get back to this because I'm going to look it up because I don't want to make that stuff up here.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. So no, it was a great event. We pretty much packed the Grand that night as well. So we had a lot of fun, a lot of awards. Let me go ahead and look this up here.
I'm trying to look it up too.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of worthy people, so it's.
It is. Well, and the Tourism Awards was new this year, too. So that was kind of cool. So we were able to surprise them that night. So the
Elizabeth
business.
Elizabeth Spaulding.
Okay, that was. Okay, because Sarah. Okay, so Sarah was restaurant. So that's why I made sure that. Yes. Yep. So yeah, Elizabeth owns Solstice Boutique.
Yeah.
She's great. Yep. The Spauldings are awesome, awesome people. And then her sister won for the restaurants for the tourism part of it.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
Yeah.
Is that the vault? Sarah
is with the vault, correct. Hideaway Vault. Yep.
Right.
So yep, Joan and Jim are the Hideaway downtown. And then Elizabeth owns Solstice Boutique. And then Sarah owns and runs the Hideaway Vault in Heritage Bank.
I did not make the connection between Sarah and the rest of her family.
Really?
That's really funny.
Oh, that is funny.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Sarah, yes. But not. That's super funny.
Yeah.
Actually, because I've met Elizabeth a couple. She's been on with us a couple of times.
Yeah.
Because does she not also own the kitchen store next to Neuger's?
The kitchen store. Cottage Tea Room?
No. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Maybe I'm conflating people here. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's always a big deal. And congratulations to Elizabeth and to Sarah and Aaron Nibby as well. I mean,
exactly.
That's a big deal.
It is.
If you're the Chamber Ambassador of the Year, that means you were working your tail off.
Oh, exactly. Aaron is. Yes. Yeah. Yep. And then, Business of the Year is Petalina Mercantile.
Okay.
So, yes, that was who the Business of the Year was.
Got it.
Yes. Yep. So, no, they have been amazing with what they have done with their store and everything.
Yeah.
You walk in there and it's just all of these handmade poured candles and gorgeous rugs. I mean, you can get literally anything there.
Really
jewelry,
cool
sunglasses.
Stuff. Yeah, man.
Cards, all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Nope. So that was good. So, yeah, we had that. And then we rolled right into, we have our community market fair coming up. That's our big thing coming up. So that's March 29th.
My gosh.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
You say community market fair, and I don't go to what it used to be called,
the Home and Garden Show. We say that all the time, and poor Kyle, she's newer with us.
Yeah.
And so it's been community market fair since she's been there.
Yeah.
And Jane and I will start saying, oh, Home and Garden Show.
Right.
She's like, what are you talking about? I'm sorry. Community market fair. Same, but different.
So March 29th.
Yes, March 29th at the Dundas Dome.
Yep. All right.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
So we generally have over 100 vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got, I don't even know how many right now. Over 50 for sure
really?
Right now. Yeah, which is huge. Friday was just the last day for the early bird special.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
We're not, KYM isn't signed up yet, are we?
Well, I don't know.
Can I get the early bird special still?
You sure can.
Thanks,
of course you
Rachel.
Can,
we're in because we're absolutely in.
We probably always just assume that you're in anyways.
Good. Yeah. I hope you did because I must have missed that email. I'm sorry. Man. Yeah, we're in.
See, again, it's flooding. I'm flooding it. So whenever you see mine, you're like, I don't know. It's just Rachel. Delete.
No.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good time. So, yeah, again, at the Dundas Dome, generally we have the rock climbing wall this year. So they were going to come. It's the National Reserve, National Guards. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's the Guard that does it.
The Guard, yes. Yeah. Yep. So we've got that coming as long as weather permits. Got some food trucks coming there as well. We're going to have a little like indoor kind of a golf / croquet thing going on as well. So, yeah, trying to get more activities.
Awesome.
Yeah, one-on-one type of activities and stuff like that. And then for the kids, they can build little birdhouses and stuff like that as well. So, yeah,
fantastic.
It'll be good.
Yeah. I hadn't been until a couple of years ago. And, boy, that's just a really great event. And people love it, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just right at the cusp of spring.
Yes.
And we're all excited to just be, like, getting out of the house. But there's also all kinds of stuff in there that, like, gets you thinking about the coming months and all the good stuff that's going to happen. So
we have a whole committee too that helps with it and stuff like that. So I mean, because it's a lot. So the dome, obviously, it's inflatable, so mm-hmm. to get things in and out, you literally have to go through a door,
yep,
shut that door,
yep,
go through another door. Yeah. So like, so we're kind of getting it down because we overgrew the ice arena. So so that's where we've started using the dome and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's fantastic.
We usually get about, I think, 2,000 to 3,000 people throughout the whole event and stuff. So and we'll have so more golf and utility is generously donating or letting us borrow, I should say, a couple golf carts as well. So mm-hmm. we can drive people. You park in the Slumberland parking lot, MGM mm-hmm. area mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. and we'll give you rides to and
That's
from.
Great.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
I think the last couple of years it's rained a little bit and those golf carts are both a blessing and a curse because you'll get you there quicker and you're kind of out of the rain except for the rain that's hitting you in the face.
Yep.
This year.
And last year there was wind accompanied with that too. I remember because my daughter and a friend drove and they would come and I was like, all right, let's just take turns because it's a little chilly, but that's Minnesota spring for
you. It is indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else with the chamber that we should know about?
So we've got that going on. We have our golf tournament this summer.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Crazy Days also. Girls Night Out, actually. That's a shout out that is, I don't have that on the top of my brain, but it is the Friday before Mother's Day.
Right.
So whatever date that is.
But
In May. So we are going to do a Grand at the Grand again this year. So
nice.
We started that back up last year.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure on entertainment yet, but there'll be entertainment. And that's going to start. So shopping, you can shop all day, but the technical event starts at 4.
Okay.
And then at the Grand at 8 o'clock. So
cool.
I know May seems like a ways away, but put that on your calendars.
You
really want to get that out there for that night.
I just have to hang on to the fact that May is going to be here sooner than we know.
It is.
Yeah.
I know. And that's how we work with the Chamber and CVB. You're always thinking ahead,
right.
So I'm meeting with our... we have like a marketing consultant for Visit Northfield, and that's what we're doing today. We're just going to take 2 hours in the conference room, lay everything out, and you plan from now until winter walk again.
Wow. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this stuff will just totally sneak up
mm-hmm.
on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But no, for the chamber, we're working on some luncheons and some forums as well. We've got leadership cohort that will be graduating in May again this year. That is our, I think, fifth year doing the leadership program. So
that seems to be working really well.
It is. It really is.
Yep.
Each year it gains more and more and stuff like that. And so, because have you done it?
No, but Karsten Singh in our office is doing it this year.
He's doing it this year. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
yeah,
right.
And
yes.
He's really enjoying it.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot out of it too.
Good. Good. Yeah. That's the point. So
cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
All right. Hey, if people want to register for, Community Market Fair.
Yes.
What's the best way to do that?
So you can go to northfieldchamber.com and on the homepage there, you can click a link that will take you to register. Otherwise, you can always call us at 507-645-5604.
All right.
Or you can email any of us at the chamber as well. So
what's your email address?
Rachel@northfieldchamber.com. R-A-C-H-E-L. No last name because that gets mixed up.
Yeah.
People put an I in it and then I never get emails.
You've got one vowel in your last name
vowel.
And it's way at the end. So.
Yep, pretty much.
Exactly.
We say we have a good hockey name for our son. It's one that you can't pronounce.
Well, you know, it's like Herbeck. It's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Hey, Rach, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course.
It's always
thanks
good
for
to
having
see
me.
You.
Yes.
All right, folks. Well, that's Chamber Chat for this month. And we assume President Jane Bartho, will be back here second Monday of March. But if she's not available, Rachel is very capable. So,
thanks for having me.
Thanks, Rachel. This has been Chamber Chat with Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Jane Bartho. Tune in on the third Tuesday of every month for another look at the Northfield business community. I had the radio on. I was driving.